For WVIK News, I'm Lacey Scarmana. In this week's big story in the Quad City Times, reporter Alma Gault has written about impending and ongoing growth in Bettendorf. I spoke with her about her story this week, and we began by talking about some of the developments coming to the downtown area.
First off, the city would really like to get control of either outright buying or developing a partnership with a private enterprise to do some development on the actual riverfront. There is about 70 acres that was that's kind of vacant. It was the former J.I. Case plant. When that closed, that became available, and there's nothing been redeveloped on it. So they would like to see something redeveloped right on the river, and that could be whatever the market seems to want. It could be housing, it could be commercial, it could be retail. But so the city is really, that is kind of one of its top priorities for this year, is to somehow push some riverfront development on the riverfront. And then already underway is a two-building apartment complex. So that'll bring housing in a major way, 135 units. So at least 135 people, but probably more, living downtown. And that'll change things. And then that is expected to spur other, as you get people, like in Davenport, you get people, then you get shops and maybe restaurants and breweries and that kind of thing. So they're really pushing it. It's not going to happen, like overnight, but that's the goal. And it'll be different than the downtown of old, but they want to keep having, a downtown, and that be the center, and that be entertainment. And another thing that's really neat is when that I-74 bridge gets built, the underneath of it will be park-like. Currently the underside of bridges is not a real desirable place. It's usually dark and it's got gravel and people litter, and sometimes people hang out there that maybe you don't want to see at night. But this will be, they'll invite people down there, and there'll be trails to connect with the downtown, and there'll be this big elevator that will take pedestrians and bicyclists from ground level up to the bridge to use that and then to cross over. So it'll take a while, but it's going to be really different from the past.
We've seen a lot of development in the downtown areas around the Quad Cities, I think most notably probably in Davenport, but, like you said, some brew pubs and different things popping up around the Quad Cities. Would you say Bettendorf is keeping pace with those other cities, or is it lagging a little bit behind in that regard?
Well, it's definitely behind, but it was a whole different city to begin with. Moline and also Davenport, there were big buildings that could be redeveloped and have been for housing, that were warehouses or were other uses. And Bettendorf really didn't have that. So it's starting, I guess, from a different place. I mean, it just didn't have the same set of conditions. So there's going to be a lot of new things. Davenport had multi-story buildings it could redevelop, and so did Moline, and Bettendorf just didn't have those.
And we're seeing development not just in the downtown area, but on the north side of Bettendorf, they are building the Betplex.
Yes.
Right there at I-80 and Middle Road in Bettendorf.
Yes, and that's, I call those kind of the two bookends. You have the downtown and then this Betplex, and that's a huge, multi-million dollar mini acres of, and it's a sports complex. And I think sometimes people ask me, what is that? What is a sports complex? Well, youth sports in this country has become a huge industry, actually. And kids in elementary school and middle school and to a certain degree in high school are big into these traveling teams of soccer and baseball and softball and wrestling. And they drive great distances to compete with other traveling teams. And so now Bettendorf is going to have a place where people can come. And this, I believe that around 40% of the people who will be coming to this complex are expected to be from outside the area. And that 2,000 to 3,000 people from outside the area can be expected on about 42 different weekends of the year. So this will bring in people, and then they, it also has, there's food and drink available. There will be an entertainment center there with like laser tag and different kinds of options for the parents and maybe other kids who came with the athlete. And there's going to be a hotel built. That was one of the stipulations in the agreement between the city and the developer, that a hotel be built there. So that's really going to change things, because that is a totally otherwise pretty agriculture and then residential development up there otherwise.
Right, so we have those bookends of the Betplex and the downtown area along the river. But in between, the community could see some developments from the Parks Department as well.
So all in between there, too, is a lot of still residential development, and that's what Bettendorf does, and that's going to continue. Top priority of the city council this coming year, and I mean 2018, is they're going to look at, they have three facilities like under their parks department that are getting kind of old. The community center, there's a lot of classes there, meetings, different events. The Splash Landing Aquatic Center and the Life Fitness Center, which is swimming and a running track and all kinds of exercise equipment. And they serve unique kind of audiences and functions. And so the city wants to keep serving those audiences and functions, but maybe putting money into those facilities, keep doing that, is not the best choice. So they're going to look at and try to develop a vision for what a combined center, taking the uses of all the three of those places and putting it in one new campus, probably in the area of Middle Road, Middle Park, where Splash Landing currently is. They're going to try to develop a vision of what that would look like, and then that would be a really high-dollar project, would probably need a voter referendum to approve the financing and the building of it, but that's something they're going to look at this year and try to have something to present and try to get, the idea how much it might cost and what would happen to the other places and so forth. So that's kind of in the middle of the city, and that's a big thing. Also in the middle of the city, a priority is to get new development on the Lodge site, the former Jumu's Castle Lodge, and the city administrator expects something on that within the first part of next year, some announcement of what is going to happen there.
Right. They tore down the lodge last year, correct?
2016, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a lot of different projects in the works at various stages of development. Anything else people should look out for in Bettendorf in the coming years?
Well, as they project their growth of people and, then the jobs and the housing units that come with it, they think that through the year 2035, they will need like 1,500 acres will be developed, and they have 5,000. So it's not like they're running out, but they are looking to the future and possible annexation north. And so the city council has directed staff to start having talks with the staff of the cities of Davenport, LeClaire, and Scott County about possible annexation and what that would look like and who, where it would go and voluntary, involuntary. So that, to me, I didn't realize they were looking at that. That's something coming up that will be definitely something for people to be aware of.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Very good. Thanks.
Quad City Times reporter Alma Gull. You can read her big story this Sunday in the Quad City Times or online at qctimes.com. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.